You could get trampled at the Grand National, but your behaviour could be more rational. You could risk your life for sport, which I consider unholy, or use chemicals to kill yourself slowly. Take drugs and you might go mad, eat your own sick, but you won't get your nose broken by a hockey stick. You won't ride a motorbike into a wall, or get disemboweled by a bowling ball. Drugs versus sport. Drugs versus sport. Oh, you may listen to psychedelic crap, but you won't get your shins broken by a cricket bat. You might even die, there's a tiny chance, statistically less than skiing into an avalanche. Drugs versus sport. Drugs versus sport. And you can't make music from sport like you can when you're off your face. Football players making records. I rest my case. And why is sport on the end of news bulletins? How about a drugs update? That would be more interesting. Drugs versus sport. Drugs versus sport. Go to the South Pole and get hypothermia, and you'll get an award for the Queen Mother. We're trying to set the world record for pumping smack into your veins. Let's take it to prison, but the principle's exactly the same. Drugs versus sport. Drugs versus sport.